빨리. 나 동두 천이에 빨리. 노르히 안달라. 니에 빨리. 신제 말로 봐. 나빠. 두파. 니어봐 두파. 트루파 친친 레 신제 말로 버레스 트레 트루파 친친 레 신제 말로 버히
Today's teaching today is taken from the text called Differentiating the Vajrayana from Limited Viewpoints by Maitreya, a great bodhisattva on the tenth bhumi. The teaching then is taken from the fifth chapter, which is a presentation of the Mahayana, the unparalleled path. It has three main divisions, explaining unparalleled practice, unparalleled focus, and unparalleled accomplishment. We're still in the first of these three main divisions, which has six subdivisions, explaining six types of practice. The particular practice this teaching relates to is practice which accords with the Mahayana and also explains the stage where one has not yet attained actual fruition, but one's practice involves a likeness or similitude of the actual goal or fruition. There are two types of practice explained, shamatha and vipassana. As we saw, shamatha relates to resting in a calm state of mind, free from the six types of distraction. And the practice of vipassana relates to 10 unmistaken points of understanding that are the basis for one's practice. Today's teaching then relate the sixth of these 10 points.
Chinchin le si jima lo batawa. Chuji yin na ma to par datar chuyo ma yin te. Tesar ji yin tse ni ter ten si jima lo pa wu hi sa wu.
So this sixth point explains an unmistaken understanding of the general character of phenomena, that is to say, the nature of phenomena in general. The root text says that there is not a single phenomenon that exists apart from Dharmadhatu in any other way than being of the nature of Dharmadhatu. To understand that is to be unmistaken with respect to the general character or nature of phenomena.
Chuji ying de karasana ta kanyikana ni dong garang ying jing. Zongzai ni ji tong garang ying jing de chuji ying re.
So the Dharmadhatu then by nature is free of duality, is empty of duality.
Tene ni nang turba kapso se zongwe yor tan nang zimba se ni yore. Te nang zar ji wang de se vare. Ne lo ki wang de se na zongzai ni ji tong garang ying de chu ying re.
So, in terms of the relative aspect of existence, the way in which things appear to be, that then relates to a situation where confused states of mind involving duality are present. In that context or in such a situation, then there is an inner perceiving mind that perceives an external object. These two, the inner perceiving mind and the external object, are taken to exist as two separate entities. Then there is the second aspect of existence, the way things truly are, ultimate truth. That then relates to Dharmadhatu, free from such duality.
Milan je kapso, milan trpa kapso, zungze ninang ge trpa nato herken. Hyarva tattu zungze nisu yobar torhi hena yang. Tongne je wangdu se na, tene zungze niji tongbare. Zungze milam je nama, zungze niji tongbate. Malam je kap je chewing de.
Now, if one considers a dream and the objects manifesting in a dream, then a variety of realistic appearances manifest in one's dream. And one takes these to exist as separate entities, one is under the impression that perceived and perceiver are two separate entities, whereas in actual fact, the dream is empty of such duality. The dream being empty of that duality is then Dharmadhatu in the context of a dream.
Tehiendo tatar ngatu, tatar je nawa la, tatar zungzin je nawa nato hyarkin. Zungzin ninang nawa nato hyarwa te la, namdo ga nis denbar hina yang, mulan yindo, tuanda ne lok je wang de se na, Zungzin ni ji tongba re. Zungzin ni ji tongba ying te tene tatar je nga tu zungzin ni nang tatar je ju ying re.
Similarly, in the present, we all perceive dualistic appearances, and conceptual mind in the present takes these to exist as two separate and real entities, though in terms of the ultimate truth, in terms of how things truly are, there is no such duality. The present as well is empty of such duality. That emptiness is then Dharmadhatu in the present.
Tehiendo semna donga ji songa kapsu ninang mina donga yung mare. Ta ninang ji donga nato hyarab kapsu zungze ninang ke donga ji songa kapsu rama zungze nisu nawa te zungze ni yoba te tene namdo trpa wang du se bare zungze ni nang ge donga te ne zungze ni ji tong ba te tene donga ji chi yin de ha go sun
no
oh yeah
nam to ki nam ba ta shu ye pa shen
de re re donga ji so ka su zungze ni nang me na donga yo chi ge ma re 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 re
then there is the example of suffering or pain that is experienced. When suffering is experienced, if one did not take the perceiver and the perceived to exist as two separate entities, there would be no experience of suffering, it is because conceptual mind takes perceived and perceiver to exist as two separate real entities that suffering occurs. Then again, in actual fact or ultimately, that experience of suffering is empty of duality. That emptiness, again, is Dharma Dhatu in the context of suffering.
Tegyendo maungpa la tenpe, dungaji cheva kapso, maungpa te tata maungpe, tata ngupor madrope maungpa te la mikte, Tene maungpa la tenpe, tata ngupor madrope maungpa la mikte, dungata ngandra, ngandra koso. Ngangra jibte te maungpa tang maungpa jibte namdo zongzi ni je tongpa te tene maungpa le tenpe donga ji juyende maungpa tang maungpa nyisun zeba te sem chorpa re maungpa tang maungpa ngopo meba tang Maungpa ngopo meba le mikpe maungpe zungzin ki parawa. Namto la maungpe namba khyagre. Re te zibarawa. Re. Namto chikpa maare. Maungpe namto tang. Maungpe namto ga ngole khyagre maungpa te ni zungzin ro. Te zungzin ni jitongpa te.
Also, one may experience suffering due to worrying about the future, at which point one focuses on the future. And since one worries about what may happen, one experiences suffering. In actual fact, the future has not yet come into existence, so one worries about something non-existent. It is because, again, conceptual mind takes the future and the related suffering to exist separately from oneself, the perceiver, that this suffering and fear is experienced. In actual fact, it is empty of such duality, that situation is empty of duality. That emptiness, again then, is Dharma Dhatu in the context of the experience of suffering related to the future.
Do do na chu tam je zong zi ni ji tong ba re, kondé ji chu tam je zong zi ni ji tong ba re.
In brief, all phenomena of both samsara and nirvana are empty of duality. That absence of duality is Dharma Dhatu.
Dikab san devalam bhakhi gliye se re. Chuyen bhakhi gam, chuyen kona le ne matopa. Chuyen kona ne lok sutupar mato, te matopar detar. Chuhi sava yinhi chungze chang yang takpar yoba ma yin te. Chuyin le jenpe chukanya yoba ma.
And as was said, Dharma Dhatu is the actual nature of all phenomena. There is not a single phenomenon that ultimately exists apart from Dharma Dhatu. There is nothing that one can point one's finger to and show to exist apart from Dharma Dhatu.
Penamalanto
confused mind or the conceptual mind, there is a variety of appearances relating to the duality of perceived and perceiver, though in actual fact, in terms of the true nature, the way things truly are, there is nothing but Dharmadhatu, free from such duality.
Chu tamche, chu ji ying ji rang ying to churpa jumsin te se na, chu ying te ne, chu tamche la cha pe jinsin hi sa la. Tante kapsu ta jir ko na, chu ying te ne, hi pe chu jin ten pare. Chu ying te ne chu jin. Chu tamche la cha pe,
So, since Dharmadhatu is the nature of all phenomena, is the actual nature of phenomena, it is referred to as being the general character of all phenomena. So if one considers the Dharmadhatu, it is referred to as the general character or nature of phenomena, or the nature of phenomena in general, since there is no phenomenon that exists apart from it.
So
the fact or the statement that Dharmadhatu is the nature of all phenomena points to or shows that Dharmadhatu is the general character of all phenomena.
Tetarhipatene ki tini lesinje malopa.
To understand this is then to be unmistaken with respect to the general character or nature of things.
Tetarhipa tene chichin, kin tini la sija maloba yinde, kin tini manorba togose.
So, if one considers that understanding, one will see that it is unmistaken, since since it is an understanding or realization that is unmistaken with respect to the general character or nature of phenomena.
Tandi kapso ngapa ranchen la sinje malo pata drupa te chinchen la sinje malo ba ni te chitan de yondro blanjurmi sinje malo pe yondro tanjurmi yondro ni yore sinje malo pe yondro te zonze ni je tongbe tuda ji ye hi re zonze ni je tongba am semje ne lo tuba ta drabe ye hi te tela kam de ran sin hi je bare tene zonze ni je tongbe danda karo Jurmi yon rok te zongze nyi je tongbe tong nyi re. Tong nyi te la zongzhe nyi ji tongpa, tong nyi te la, tene chen chen la si jama loba shi. Te tongpa.
So, there is a point explained yesterday, which related to an unmistaken understanding of the actual nature or actual character of phenomena. Today's point number six then relates the general character or nature of phenomena in terms of the third aspect from among the three aspects of existence that have been mentioned earlier, this third being called perfectly existent, there are two aspects. The first is referred to as the unchanging, and the second, the unmistaken. The unchanging relates to object, it is emptiness itself, emptiness free from or beyond the duality of perceived and perceiver existing as two separate entities. Then there is the second aspect which refers to the subject. It is then non-dual wisdom, free from mental fabrication. The first then relates to point number six, the general character of phenomena, and the second to point number five that was explained yesterday, relating the actual nature of phenomena.
Lantong gomba la, tekwa chenpe lo la, lantong gomba la, zongzhe nyi ji tongbe chuwen la, tupi khirab ta, sanpi khirab ji ngi ki tenpo chong na, tene lantong gomba la, lantong dami tokbo khirab ji eto pare.
So in terms of practicing Vipassana, superior insight, one then acquires a definitive understanding of Dharmadhatu, which is free from duality, by listening to teachings on this subject and by reflecting on the meaning of these teachings. One then goes on to put one's understanding into the practice of meditation. In this way, one's practice of meditation will be unmistaken. And as a result, one will be able to give rise to knowledge which realizes the lack of self-entity in individuals and phenomena.
Tene dokso zungzhen nyinang la nama tata denbar hienba yona. Zongzhe nyi nang la denbar hien yin pa kanza ti lantong gom na yang tene tanda nambar mato pa yi kye toko maare zongzhe nyi ji tongba nambar mato pa yi kye toko maare
zongzhe
nyi mi ki yi
an individual that then takes perceived and perceiver to exist as two separate and real entities will not be able to practice superior insight properly. Such a person, even though attempting to practice superior insight, will not be able to achieve non-dual wisdom.
Zongzhe nyi nang la denpa ri khenpe kaza ke chi jin. Lantong gom na yang nambar mato pa yi ki kyevar muni te Zongzhe nimi ji chuwen la ngihi meba se.
So if one considers a person that takes perceived and perceiver to exist as two separate and real entities, this person, even though he or she tries to meditate on Vipassana superior insight, even though this person attempts to develop this practice, he or she will not be able to do so since the the practitioner has not developed a definitive understanding of Dharmadhatu free from duality, this person will not be able to overcome dualistic states of mind and thus not be able to develop the practice of Vipassana, superior insight.
In Handong, the Kadachi Gorissa number Matobi Hite, Zungze Nimi, the number Matobi Hiki Gogre, Zungze Nisumab, number Namdol and Debe Hikiavala, Tangbo, Tene Zungze number Matobi Hite, Karresena, Chetang Namdo Mita Mare, Zungze Ni Lendebe, number Matobi Hiki Gogre. Zongze ni lende ben number mado be hitya wala ti ngendo zongze ni mi la ngihite mboje gobar.
So the purpose of the practice of Vipassana is to attain non-conceptual wisdom free from dualistic notions. Now this can only be attained through previously having acquired a definitive understanding of Dharmadhatu free from duality. So one first must have an understanding of what one attempts to attain.
Zungzi nimi ji chuyen la ngihi. Nihi tenpo yoyepa kaza ki chuchin. Lanto nambar mato pe yehi drop top te jo zungze nimi ji chuyin la yiki yoyepa se, nihi yoyepa se.
So if one considers a practitioner that has a thorough understanding of Dharmadhatu free from duality, that person or that practitioner is able to develop non-conceptual wisdom in the practice of Vipassana, superior insight, since this practitioner has the cause for developing and attaining such wisdom, the cause being a definitive understanding of Dharmadhatu free from duality.
This is the Lantong Gomba Kapso. Lantong Gomba Kapso, Tatarje, Zungzin, Janawa, Nato, but Te Malam Yendo, Nisunana, Nisumadrope, Jumsin, like Hirap, Jepandor, Dubaji, say Tinny, Nikichi, but a sete, Tinny Nabrikakore.
So, when practicing Vipassana, superior insight, there should be certainty of that. Dualistic appearances in the present, in fact, do not exist as two separate entities. They are like the appearances in a dream. Having developed certainty of this, having developed a definitive understanding of this, one then goes on to rest evenly in that state, free from dualistic notions.
They in the Dongaji Chuni Gona Dongaji Chuin Gona Donga Zungzin Jitumba Donga Zungzin Nijitumba Chuin Langi Hitembo Yona Tene Donga Zungzin Nijitumba Chuin Langan Yambariana Te Donga Letro to bring. Tere Mato Donga Zungzin Nijitumba Langi Himina Tene Dongaje Nelo Lanyabaria Himare Gona Yan Donga Letro Himma. Torto woman.
One then reflects on the nature of suffering. The true nature of suffering is that it's empty of duality. If one has a definitive understanding of this, if one is certain of this, one will then be able to rest in a state free from duality, a state where suffering subsides of its own accord, and in this way one achieves liberation or freedom from suffering. It is only through such understanding and realization that one can go beyond suffering.
Tehida nyumonga chuvien gomna nyumon zungze nije tungbar tungbar rikpe trobhi ngihi chiba yino tene nyumonga chuvien le nyambar yana nyumon nyumon kheto kore nyumon khewa nyumon randur tando
the now if one considers obscuring states of mind and their nature, the Dharmadhatu of obscuring states of mind, in terms of overcoming these states of mind, one should start out by acquiring a definitive understanding of their nature through reasoning and so on. Once certainty has been arrived at, one then puts one's understanding into the practice of meditation, where one rests in a state free from these obscuring states, where one rests within their nature, being the Dharmadhatu. In this way, one is able to pacify obscuring states. These obscuring states will subside of their own accord.
Then Korvaki Savan Deyan, Zunzin, Zunzininang, and Turpanazo, but he can tell that the
Samsara then is a state where one takes perceived and perceiver to exist as real entities, as real and separate entities, and as a result, one experiences suffering.
Pena malam do zungzeng je nawa na cho xiar xing, del denbar yin xianbe wangge, donga na cho nyong yinbe kapso, tene malam je korwa.
Now. In one's dreams, dualistic appearances manifest. As a result of taking these appearances to be real and solid entities, one experiences suffering. That's then samsara in the context of the dream.
Dina zungzin, zungzin ninang nama nato hyarvan korva de. Korvande, ni abate, namdo trupe mola, namdo trupe nama, ibale, ne lola, yang takwam, ne lola, zungzi ni jitombe, chewing re, zungzi ni, tenem korva zungzi ni jitombe chewing te, korva ne log tartobe.
So in samsara, in conditioned existence, beings then experience suffering due to taking dualistic appearances to exist as real entities. So when conceptual mind takes perceived and perceived to be real entities, as a result, beings will experience suffering. In terms of the true nature of samsara, in terms of the ultimate aspect of samsara, there is no duality. That aspect relates to Dharmadhatu, which, as we saw, is the absence of such duality.
Tene korwa zonze ni jitong pe chivyeng te ngon som to tokpa yina. Chivyeng te rangi nyande re. Te ngon som to tokpa yina, tene korwa ntonang rangdur zato.
If this is realized, if one has direct realization of the ultimate nature of samsara being dharmadatta, also referred to as natural nirvana, or nirvana in the context of it being the nature of samsara, then
Manson to Tona, Tene and Kova, Corbetronang, Shavam, Randu to Tona.
Then, as a result, samsaric experiences involving confused states of mind, will subside of their own accord, will be pacified.
Tatundan Dotona, Nimi, Jiyin Tona, Ninang Turbada Turtu.
In brief, if one realizes non-dual dharmadatta, one has freed oneself from the duality of samsara.
Tene nimi ji chuyen tokpa la, nimi ji chuyen la ngishi ji pe, tene tanda chenzin la sinja ma lo pa te ko vare tangpo.
So in order to attain such realization, one must first acquire a definitive understanding of the general nature of all phenomena, which is dharmadatta.
Di tanda sinja ma lo pa tropa, chenzin la sinja ma lo pa do tu ji tu pa.
So this then concludes this brief explanation on the sixth point.
Then,
Well, normally these two terms are used in the teachings on valid cognition, and in that context, the sense of these two terms is very positive.
So,
experience or experiences in relation to birth, aging, sickness, and death involve duality in the realm of conceptual mind. So, they involve duality in the realm of reasoning, being of the nature of
Dharmadatta.
So, appearances of friends and enemies appear to exist as dualistic entities in terms of conceptual mind, though in terms of reasoning, there is no such duality, these appearances being of the nature of Dhammadatta. These appearances are like appearances in a dream, are like illusions.
Gādhūr nāmdō nātō tēsī, nāmdō lā gākpē, nāmdō dā drupa nāmdō nī yērē. Gādhūr nāmdō. Mē mē kētāng yīn yō sāmbā tēsō drupa nāmdō rē, mē yīn mārē sāmbā tēsō gākpē nāmdō rē. Tī nāmdō tērē. Nāmdō jē yā tām jē, gākpē nāmdō dā drupa nāmdō jē yō rē. Gādhūr, ākā sō. Titanic. Tu som nam to na to pa yana tu som se tu som je nam to tu som nam to na to pa trumor ni se nang ma yang repeat je na ma drop ser chu ji yin ji ran ji
Since they are of the nature of Dhammadatta.
Oh, tendra wata lantong gomba kapso nisumi nimi ji chuyin la ngihiche ngihiche goyore. Nisumi ebe tsor mandrava mambu samkore chi kona mayi.
Practicing Vipassana, one, as has been said, must become certain of Dhammadatta, free from duality. Now, in order to develop a definitive understanding or certainty, one must then contemplate non-dual Dhammadhatu in the context of many different phenomena, as has been done in this explanation. It's not enough just to contemplate one aspect.